Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
One of the things that is in a natural progression of getting older is you may have a health scare. A health scare maybe with someone else or maybe with you. But there are traditionally three phases of a health scare. And let's talk about what those phases are. First of all, let's talk about how it happens. A health scare is, as I would define it, a situation where you realize that your body is doing something, or if somebody else's body has something that's doing something to them that they didn't expect. And it can happen one of two ways. It can either happen to a loved one or it can happen to you. Now, with a loved one, it's one of those weird things where I can tell you I've had a number of friends who've had health scares, where it be, I can still recall a good friend of mine who had some chest pains and couldn't figure out what it was. And the next thing you know, he was rushed into the hospital for open heart surgery. But let me tell you about how it happened with me. I had myself in a situation where I was giving blood work with regards to a normal office visit for my urologist, which I go to every year. And he had noticed that my PSA, which is for your prostate, was over 2.6, was actually 3.2. And so the way the guidelines are set up is that if it's over 2.5, the idea is that you need to have a biopsy done. So in my instance, he had me redo the labs again just so he could check to see if everything was cool. It had dropped from 3.2 to 2.6. So I'm thinking, I'm cool. So now this next situation pops up where it's like, he's like, no, it's supposed to be 2.5, you're 2.6. So guess what? Just from a preventative standpoint, let's go ahead and get a biopsy done and get that taken care of. So let's talk about how it actually scares you. Now, if it's a loved one, it kind of freaks you out from the standpoint that if this is someone who you generally view as a very healthy person, when something pops up like that, it scares you. It probably scares them even more, but it probably scares you for a variety of reasons. One, because it lets you know that, you know, we are all getting, persons of a certain age, we're all getting to a point where our bodies start doing things that we have no control over. We have some control over in terms of our health, diet, and things of that nature, but there's certain things we can't really factor for. And so what happens is that when you see a loved one that goes through that, that shocks you and shakes you, because now you're realizing that there's something that may be happening with them that may result in them being substantially different than before. You still love them regardless, or may even take them away. Well, I can tell you in my case, it scared me because, you know, I have a family history of prostate cancer. And so, and what I mean by that, my dad's brother has it. Fortunately, he's in his 80s kicking ass and taking names. So that kind of made me feel a little bit better. But it's terrifying because for me, I had to schedule a biopsy. I had never been through that before. I went through the biopsy. The procedure was done in like 45 minutes. They knocked me out, so I don't recall anything that happened and so forth. But then you have the wait because they have to get the results back. You're not really sure what it's going to say. You really have two outcomes. You have, three outcomes. Outcome number one is everything's cool. We'll check you again in several months, make sure everything's straight. Outcome number two, we're not totally sure. Let's do some more tests, which adds to that fear. Or number three, yeah, we got some things going down, so we need to start looking at aggressive treatment. It's scary because when you're in that window, or at least for me, where you're waiting for the results, you don't have a clue what they're going to tell you. And I'm going to tell you, for me, that was unnerving. Because at this particular point, if you're like me, and this is where technology is a dangerous thing, you're going on your phone, you're checking up Google, you're looking up prostate biopsy, you're looking at prostate cancer, you're looking at all these different things, and you're allowing your brain to fill in the blanks of something that your doctor will tell you about at the appropriate time. It's not that you don't trust your providers. It's just what's happened is now you've just been introduced to something that you had no control of. Let's be clear. I have a family history of prostate cancer, which means there's a chance I could get prostate cancer. But let's be completely clear. I can't do anything to control that. I mean, the same thing. I've had friends of mine, female friends of mine, who have a history of breast cancer in their family, and they were in a situation where I know at least a couple of them have had double mastectomies, kind of as a preventative measure and so forth like that. But that's not something you can actually, you know, take medication for. So for me, you get scared because what's happening is when your body starts doing things that you haven't anticipated, that it starts telling you that, okay, we got some things going on here, you have a natural inclination to freak out, which then leads me to my final point. How do you learn from what you've been through? Now for me, I got lucky. I was fortunate because the results were negative. So I instinctively ask, is there anything that I can do to reduce my likelihood? And quite honestly, the doctor said, really, no. What you do is you constantly test. That means I get blood work twice a year. And as long as the numbers don't switch up and do something cray-cray, then you're fine. Just keep on moving accordingly. One of my doctors once told me, he said, you can't outrun genetics, but you can slow it down. But so what ends up happening is that my various friends who've had different health scares, I got a buddy of mine who had aortic aneurysm. Guess what? He changed his diet. He works out every day. He is very aggressive about being cognizant of his lifestyle, getting plenty of rest. Because what happened is that once you get that scare, once something shakes you like that, trust me, you look at life very differently. You look at your food habits, your exercise habits, your lifestyle habits very differently. Because guess what? When you're in your younger days, if you were a heathen like me who believed in fast food and sodas and so forth like that, you don't realize that you're beating up your temple. You're beating up your body. Because in your mind, you're like, ah, this is nothing but a thing. Until all of a sudden, something happens and your body says, I'm not the way it used to be, and you need to adjust accordingly. So you can learn from this experience. It can scare you, but don't let it defeat you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.